To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 23rd installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 24th state in our nation, also known as the Show Me State. And before we take you to the gateway city of St. Louis, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
If you haven't heard the news yet, Travel Pro has just debuted its new MaxLite 5 line, and since every traveler needs a companion, it's time to take travel to new lights with MaxLite 5. It's as durable as ever and ultra lightweight. Plus, the new collection includes 20 different pieces, including new colors.
You know, as we've said on this program for years now, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll save 15% on all rollerboards right now, plus free shipping, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to St. Louis, Missouri, to welcome in the president of Explore St. Louis, Kathleen Ratcliffe.
Nice to speak with you, Kitty. Welcome to the show and our Destination Spotlight on St. Louis.
Oh, thanks, Robert, Mary. I'm glad to join you.
Well, we really enjoyed our time in St. Louis over the years. And, you know, I think St. Louis and the Gateway Arch, they're synonymous. I know it's been undergoing a major restoration, so would love to know what's the update on its progress and what can visitors, you know, now expect to come experience.
Well, July 3rd is the official opening date for the public. It is a $380 million renovation of a national park. The majority of the funds have been raised locally. So even though it's a part of the National Park Service, it's only about $40 million of federal funds. The rest of that money was all raised locally.
And what have they done to the area, though, with that $380 million?
It's an incredible renovation. The primary components of that were better connectivity into the city. There used to be an interstate that was kind of a barrier between the park. Now they put a park over the highway, and so you can walk right in. So it's much easier access. A brand new museum. They've completely redone the museum under the arch grounds, expanded it, made it larger. The exhibits are modern-day exhibits versus the 1960s exhibits that were originally put in there. They put an outdoor amphitheater so they can do all kinds of concerts and special events and festivals. So it's a much better experience when people want to visit that iconic structure.
Right. So, Kathleen, as Robert mentioned, we've certainly enjoyed numerous wonderful visits to St. Louis. I have great memories of, I think a lot of people do, of the St. Louis Zoo, Missouri Botanical Gardens, the country's oldest botanical garden, beautiful. Forest Park, which I love, one of the largest urban parks in the U.S. All of these are gems and popular with tourists, but I'd like for you to touch on something that we haven't experienced and maybe something else. Can you talk to us about City Garden? We don't know too much about it, and I think our listeners would like to hear about it.
Yeah, City Garden is a downtown urban sculpture park, and it's right in the heart of the downtown area. The space that was there was mostly just grassy area. It was underutilized, and the mayor wanted to do something really special, and he went to this private foundation and asked them for some money to do a study on it, and they came back and they said, we're not going to give you the money to do the study because we don't trust what you would do with it, but we want you to give us the land, and we are going to do it ourselves.
And they did.
And they spent more than $100 million bringing in 26 of these extraordinary sculptures, working with the Botanical Garden, which you just mentioned a minute ago, to do natural plantings. And then they have all these water features in there with lights. And it is a magical experience. We see kids jumping around and playing in the water features and seniors walking around with a map, going from one sculpture to the next and reading about it. It's really a beautiful space downtown.
That's absolutely something to check out. You know, anyone that listens to our show regularly know that I'm a big New York Yankees fan, but my second favorite team is the St. Louis Cardinals. We were out there when the new Busch Stadium opened in 2006. I know they won the World Series that year. It's a great place to see a ball game downtown. Now I understand there's a new ballpark village. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
There is. So on the site of the old ballpark, which is right adjacent to the new ballpark, when they tore down the old one, what they've built is a project called Ballpark Village, which is an entertainment center. It has a variety of restaurants and bars and activities and things for people to do, plus a massive sports screen and space in the middle, which is not just for the Cardinals events. Whatever the sporting event is that's going on nationally or locally, you will find that up on the big screen, and mm-hmm. so you can come there to watch the PGA Championship when it's here in St. Louis this August.
That's right.
You could come and watch any of the other basketball games or, you know, football games
right.
or other things that are going on nationally.
Right.
So it's really fun.
Okay. Before we run out of time, we have to give a shout-out to everything that people can do at the Anheuser-Busch properties. But I also would love, before we end, for you to give us a quick factor, too, that you think would surprise our audience about St. Louis.
Well, we have the number one zoo in the country, mm-hmm. and we have the best urban park in the country. And the zoo is in that park, as is the Art Museum, the History Museum, and the Science Center, all of which are world-class. It is really the best family destination
yeah.
in the country. We do have the Clydesdales at Grants Farm and
Grants
also
Farm.
At the AB Tour Center, which is not only the brewery but a great tour center, which you can go and see the
you
Clydesdales.
You will not be bored in St. Louis.
No, you will not.
You will not be bored, no. and you can get a free beer at the end.
There you go. Kathleen, really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. And, folks, if you want to find out more, just go to ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
All right, St. Louis. We got to go check out the new Gateway Arch once that opens up July 3rd, she said, so I'll have to check it out. Folks, that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. If you want to find all the places that we're covering on the Destination Spotlight, you can do that on our website, rmworldtravel.com. We still have a whole other hour coming up, and after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.